You ain't never been on E-Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit, God.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
All right, man, look, if you out in Cali, it's smoky as fuck here right quick, dog. Put that fucking shit down.
It's it, boy.
If you are out in Cali, man, down south in Texas, man, all the way down to Florida, GA, Alabama, motherfuckers in Charlotte,
all around,
motherfuckers in South Carolina.
Across the pond. Can't forget the pond.
Right, across the pond, dog. I got people in Iraq listening to us, dog. Wherever you listening at right now, man, make sure you give us a 5-star review on the audio.
Please.
And leave some comments and shit, dog. And please like, share, and subscribe, dog.
Please. Please.
Let's get to it. You already know what it is, man. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got Man Angry Man somewhere. And Money holding it down.
For sure.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live. From the 48205, man.
Red zone. Yeah,
fucking red zone, dog. We in this bitch, dog. It's Thanksgiving day, week.
Right.
Whatever that mean to people and shit, dog. We gonna get into that. What's been going on with you, dog?
It's
been
a strong week. Man, it's the end of the strike, man. Shit, man. Finally? Go back to work, man. Shit, man.
When you go back?
Shit, I don't know. They gonna tell us right now.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't want to go back on Thanksgiving.
Like, so you want the week off now, huh?
I mean, not the week, but shit, at least Thanksgiving. But if I go back, they ain't gonna give me that bitch off.
Yeah.
So they said we have the option of going back after Thanksgiving. We'll see how that work out. I'm definitely gonna look into that.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, man, shit, nigga ain't doing shit, man. Keep a low the flow like an ant standing out the motherfucker way. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, you know what I mean?
Dog say he can't get some space. Look at that. Looking small in here.
This the littlest nigga in the room and shit.
No, he's stupid.
Week, you know,
you know, sitting on my lap. Hell
now. Pause.
Nah, so you're going back to work and shit, dog. That's exciting.
Yeah, going back to work and shit. That shit starting back up, so you know what I mean.
Casino doing numbers on Thanksgiving?
What?
Motherfuckers don't never stop gambling.
Wednesday, that day before Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. The biggest party night of the
Black
year.
Black Friday shit. Oh, that shit be crazy.
Damn. I just can't do it, dog. I can't get my... I ain't no gambler. I just can't.
I can't
get with that shit.
It ain't about gambling. They all got events and shit. You know what I'm saying? They doing all kinds of, you know, events and restaurants and shit.
What's up?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, just send it to me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say something anyway. Hey, we gonna get to it.
Yeah.
Plus, you was there, so you get to do the most talking.
Yeah.
About it.
Definitely.
Yeah, but all right. So you back to work and shit, dog. About to be and shit. Congratulations, dog. Is the other motherfuckers back to work?
Everybody went over except MGM. MGM said fuck that contract.
Word. Damn. Yeah. Straight up.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess they. You think y'all getting what y'all want?
Nope.
No. Uh-uh. Just enough to keep quiet for a minute.
Yeah, cause niggas ready to go back to work.
Yeah,
they did it in the perfect time to go on strike. Cause
you know
what I'm saying?
Niggas need that money.
That pressure for fucking Thanksgiving and Christmas coming. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't want to fucking stand out there.
Damn, that's crazy though.
Uh-huh.
Damn, I don't know.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah. Anything else going on with you though?
Other than that, no. That's about it for your boy. I think.
That's about it.
Yeah. Going back to work. Striking. Yeah.
Nigga say tired of striking.
Yeah, because nigga, I was only been there for 2 weeks before they went on that motherfucker.
Right, you didn't even get the full. You don't even know what it is.
No, I don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I do now. You know, after going through with them and shit.
For sure.
But not really. I told them like. I told y'all I was voting no. You know what I mean? I came out here with y'all, you know what I'm saying, right with y'all, but I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. Like, I'm gonna keep it totally 100. I'm new to all this shit. You know what I'm saying?
So
like,
you don't know what's what.
Like, I really don't know what the fuck y'all struggle is, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I came in the situation fine with what they was giving me and shit already.
It's probably good for starting out, but then once you're there for so long and ain't shit changed, then you understand why they strike.
Then I understand why they strike. Yeah. So you know what I mean? So I mean, they got something, but, you know, I got there. They got an extra couple dollars. They giving us $3 to walk in the door. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
shit, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool. I mean, shit, that's a change of pace.
Especially since on the strength, you took the job at the rate it was at.
Yeah.
So you got an instant raise.
Easy way.
So you can't be mad at all.
Yeah, I can't be mad. That's
motherfuckers
what I'm
been there for 30 years,
yeah,
though.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they like, man, shit, I totally understand. I would understand if you would have went back in that bitch. Because you don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody so you could place. Have. You could have broke the line.
I could have. A lot of people did.
Damn, straight up.
A lot of people did.
You know how do that work, though? So, like, if you break the line and shit, do you still get the benefit of it after the strike?
Yeah.
That's kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, I'd broke that motherfucker, too, if I could still get the benefit.
When I thought about it, like, fuck it.
Yeah, but then you got to work with these motherfuckers every day. Motherfuckers be looking at you crazy. Fight a couple niggas. Yeah. It ain't worth it. Yeah, shout out to niggas going back to work, though, man, for real. Because this is just not the... This ain't the time of year to be unemployed.
Yeah,
it just ain't, dog. You know what I'm saying? Striking or whatever and shit.
Yeah, that $500 ain't shit.
Dog, used to be, though. Remember back in the day, $500 a week, nigga, you could get by? Shit.
Yeah, that bitch ain't shit.
That shit ain't doing nothing these days. Angry man,
grocery
though.
Grocery store sucked that bitch up.
What's good with you?
Completely by yourself to live off $500 a week.
Hell yeah.
Dog, you can't live by yourself. You gotta be by yourself, and you can't eat nothing.
Mm-hmm.
and you gotta wear the same clothes every day.
No, you can't afford to wash them bitches.
You gotta wash them bitches in the sink.
Mm-hmm. I was getting ready to say it's always a way to wash them.
Them motherfucking pods and shit, though. Them bitches high as hell too, though. I just started using them motherfuckers for real, though. Little pods. That's a big ass joint, bro. That shit's stupid.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done talking now because I gotta smoke and I can't smoke this big ass shit and talk at the same time and shit.
What's on, Pete? Tell him.
Angry man, what's going on with you, dog?
Oh, not much, man. Been chilling like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Been having some wild ass dreams, man.
Like what? Nigga, what happened?
I really didn't like these dreams, man.
That shit ain't good, bro.
Okay.
That shit is not good.
Okay.
Fucking what? Tropical 7 Up.
That bitch tastes like peach and mango.
Anyway, dog.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What's up, Angry Man?
Oh, y'all waiting on me?
No, what the fuck?
What the fuck are you doing?
You know me, I'm still struggling over here.
Shit.
But nah, man, I just been having some wild ass dreams, man.
What you dream about? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember the shit out of these motherfuckers. That's the crazy part.
I don't remember a lot of my shit.
One of them, man, I ended up on this motherfucking gurney with some female that was topless and shit. And we going to the motherfucking hospital, then, you know, the gurney was big as hell because we was both able to lay on that motherfucker. The chick I never seen before. Then all of a sudden, when I get out of the hospital, I find myself in a vehicle just flying up the street and ran dead smack into the cemetery on purpose.
You was driving?
Yeah. I mean, you knew it had to be a dream because I said I was speeding.
Yeah, that's true. All facts.
100% facts.
That shit was just weird to me, man.
What was weird?
None of that sound weird to you?
I mean,
What happened at the fucking cemetery?
I ran into the cemetery and that was it.
I thought you might have seen some ghosts.
That's probably like one of his suicides in one of his altar lives, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the dream world, you know what I'm saying? You might have killed yourself because you crazy though, like that right now in this world. So I can see another you.
You believe that shit? Huh? That your dreams be like instances of other dimensions? You believe that shit?
For sure.
I don't know. I thought about that shit.
Man,
for sure.
I ran dead smack into that motherfucker, bro.
Now, what would have been crazy? To run into that motherfucker and run over a headstone with your name on it. That'd have been crazy.
So theatric.
I mean, I'm just saying, that would have been crazy.
Just wrote a whole book.
Hey, would that shit be crazy? Bam, run that bitch over. Like, what the fuck? Pull up and shit, is your name on this shit with like today's date on that motherfucker. Crazy.
That's crazy.
Would you leave the house?
No.
I wouldn't leave the house either. I'd be like, fuck, then you just go down the toilet or something.
Yeah. Fuck, I was down the toilet, man. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Somebody had to find me. Walk in the room and find me. Instead of motherfucker falling out in the middle of the street. I don't know why. That's crazy, man.
That is crazy. I don't even know why I don't even get it.
What?
Why you even talking about that shit?
I don't know either.
Yeah. Niggas do be dying on the toilet, though. Yeah.
Niggas die everywhere, B. Niggas die every day, B.
Talking about Quincy believing ghosts and aliens, but not what? Hold on. But not that you can have visions or portals in your dreams. I didn't say I don't believe it. I'm just saying, like, I'm not sure.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Definitely gotta be.
Yeah. So this is the thing.
You know, and then it's like certain spots that you dream about, really, and that's actually happening. Like,
yeah,
wet dream. You dream about, that's, you know,
yeah,
all your senses going, you know what I'm saying? You fucking, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying?
Right, fuck.
You fucking, yeah, you know what I mean? So all your senses going, you know what I'm saying? That's why we had those dreams, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like this nigga running to the cemetery killing himself, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
I don't know if I died, though.
Yeah, you woke
up. Hey, what I'm saying, though, is like, do you think it's...
still was excited in that moment. The adrenaline was pumping in that moment. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying?
Do you think it's instances of a past life or a different dimension? Because, like, those two different things. Now, that's the thing. That's the part I'm not sure about.
Past life is the dimensions, honestly. You know what I'm saying?
So it's people not really... Okay.
People think it's the, you know what I'm saying, a past life or whatever. Yeah. Fuck. I think it's just, like, actually different dimensions going on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like... different situations, you in that motherfucker situation.
So, like, is the... I don't know why we started this conversation with me, because, you know, I'm going to go crazy with it. So, one last question about that.
Okay.
With the dimensions, though, if it's different dimensions, do that also... What I'm trying to say. Is it different dimensions in time, or is it just different dimensions of this same shit? So, like, right now, is it another dimension that's right now? Or is your next dimension, like, the 1700s? Cause see, then it make it a difference to me that now it's like a past life as opposed to a dimension.
I don't think that makes sense.
I don't think that makes sense either.
What you mean? Because so if we're in this dimension right now,
mm-hmm,
if you change dimensions, are you changing dimensions at this time?
Had to be, because you can't unless they got a time machine to go in time.
Like, exactly. So if you dream about something that's clearly outdated, then that would be a past life, not a different dimension.
What, man? I don't understand what he's doing.
I just said exactly what you just said. No. I'm agreeing that if it's a time change,
yeah,
in this vision, then it's a past life. If it's happening right now, it's a dimension thing, right? Or no? That's what I'm asking.
Some people just shouldn't go to college.
I mean, because you can't answer the question. Because I'll just ask the question.
No, I went to college and I can. No, I can't.
So I did was ask the question. If I jump dimensions right now, would it be the same time period, or would it be a different time period? What the fuck is what's so hard about that?
How's it gonna be the same time period if it's a different dimension?
Because it's a dimension.
It's a different time zone. Time, everything. Time is changing. Come on, time is changing, bro. You can't get rid of time. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Unless you got a fucking time machine, and probably somebody probably do got a time machine.
That's crazy, though. Like, so I don't know. Some Liberty said it sounds idiotic. I just don't get why. I just don't get why this is so hard to answer for real.
I don't understand.
Because you saying when you say dimension, doesn't that incorporate with time?
Do it. I mean, do it. I don't know.
I didn't say do it.
Nigga ain't know. Ain't nobody sitting here experienced a different dimension. So how the fuck? I don't know.
Yes, you do. In your dreams.
And those dreams be real time. This nigga didn't run into the... He ain't run into the fucking... I was about to say the casino. He ain't run into the... what you call that shit? The cemetery in 1792, nigga.
No, he didn't. He did it
in present time. Present time.
Right.
Exactly.
What is...
So if it wasn't in present time, does that mean... that you are experiencing a past life experience or a dimension portal?
Okay.
Damn.
I get what you're saying.
Fuck, it's not that hard of a fucking question, nigga.
Now that you put it like that,
God,
bro, because you
damn.
Have me confused in the motherfucker too, cuz.
I was confused.
Like, I've never had a dream.
Now, like, if you having a dream about motherfucking building fucking pyramids in Egypt and shit, then you know that shit was a different time.
Yeah.
So does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is that a past life or just a different dimension?
I think that's more like past life shit. Cause I ain't never sit here and had a dream about nothing in the past.
We ain't talking about shit that supposed to be talking about today.
No, I ain't had a dream about nothing in the past. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know, recollect.
Damn, I wonder
what time it is in the motherfucking past. You know what I mean?
I don't think I have either. Yeah. Have you, Angry Man, had a dream about... you being in a situation that was obviously from the past, like slavery or some shit that you know ain't happening right now, but you dreamed about it? I don't think I have.
Me either.
Mm-mm. Damn, that's crazy. Something to think about, dog. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, dog, speaking of some crazy shit, though, I was watching Tubi. Oh, shit, we gotta do the...
Come on, man. You bullshit.
Yeah,
man.
I gotta do the shit. All right, let's go to... But this ain't the Tubi movie I'm shouting out and shit, but it was some Tubi shit that I'm gonna talk about after this, dog. Alright, so it's Monday, man. It's Tubi Movie Monday. We gotta give a shout out to the Tubi movie, man. You already know how I go, man. Let's get to it. So it's Tubi Movie Monday, dog. This week I'm gonna give a shout out to a joint called Sloppy Seconds, dog.
Oh wow.
Sloppy Seconds. Kind of thought it was gonna be something else. I ain't gonna lie, that's the reason I watched it.
You guys want some fucking in it.
But it wasn't that. I mean, it was some fucking, but it wasn't, you know, that ain't what it was about. Mm-hmm. But it was about a corrupt family and shit, right? But it was also about this lady basically on top of her game, you know, making money, nice job and everything, started hooking up with this dude who was obviously not on her level. He ended up jugging her for like all her money and was just like treating her like with the most utter disrespect, nigga. Like I couldn't even understand why she was going for that shit. But in the midst of all of that, there's a family secret going on too and shit, dog. So it's a good movie. Check that shit out, dog. I can't tell you what the secret is because obviously that'll ruin the movie.
I thought
but
you was about to say it, dog.
No, I'm not about to say it, dog. So Sloppy Seconds on Tubi, dog. I can't remember who directed the film. Sorry, I'll give you a shout out in the post. But Sloppy Seconds, check that shit out, dog. This week, I do have a shout out for Spin the Block too, so let's go ahead and get into that and then we're gonna start talking some shit.
Spin the block, spin it one more time. All right. Got the drop on you, send that side.
So you be ready to rap.
Yeah.
All right, so this week, dog, we're gonna spin the block right here in the city of Detroit, man. Shout out to Adore and Daisy, man. So that's the Real Talk with Adore and Daisy podcast right here in the city of Detroit, man. Shout out to them. So today we spinning the block right here at home, dog. So make sure you check them out on IG, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, all that good shit, dog. Real Talk with Adore and Daisy, dog.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, so look, real quick, dog, back to the Tubi shit. I watched some shit called, what was it called? Black People and UFOs. Right? So
on Tubi?
It was on Tubi, bro. And it's a documentary, right? That's what it says. It says a documentary. What the fuck? So I flip it on. And it's obviously some reenactments, right? It's actors. So what it is a documentary about these people telling about their experience, but then they got some people acting it out, right? So this happened in Africa somewhere. Can't remember what country and shit. Please forgive me, Africans. But what happened was these niggas were studying UFO shit. So they had an encounter, they say, right? This is they whole story. It's like six of them. So they out in the middle of the forest chanting and shit, right? Something. And a UFO come overhead. They see it, and it looked like it lands somewhere. So they go running into the forest to go see what happened. So they say once they get like right up on it, they see these figures look like three dudes or whatever. And like one of the girls basically get possessed by one of the aliens, dog. It sounds like a crazy ass story, but like, I mean, obviously I don't know how they able to prove it or whatever. But anyway, she get possessed by the alien and the alien start talking to them through her and shit, right? So
wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind-the-scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
And that sound or whatever, and they think the alien gone, so everybody gets scared, they go home and shit. Now, supposedly the alien can go in and out of her. So she at the crib with the one dude, because they boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever. And just start randomly touching shit and like she exploring shit because like she the alien type shit though. Mm-hmm. Do you think some shit like that possible for real? Like she basically got possessed by the alien. I guess that's the only word I can think of to use it.
How much time do you have to yourself to watch these bullshit ass movies, bro? Like, they got a lot of time to watch this bullshit movie.
From the title, I'm not watching it,
bro. Come on, dog. From the title, you want a little bit curious.
Hell
like,
no.
What they talking about, black folks and UFOs? You wasn't a little bit?
Hell no.
No.
I'd rather watch Harry Potter. Harry Potter, nigga. You got the time on your hands to watch the bullshit, bro. That's crazy.
I'll be all right watching that.
Hell yeah.
So what you think, though? You think they lying?
I don't give a shit.
I don't know. I know you don't give a shit, but I'm just asking. I would like to know, do you think they lying?
Because, see, well, I wouldn't have found out in the first place. Because when I saw that bitch land, I wasn't going over there.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's first part. But these niggas, like, for whatever reason, they were studying this type shit. So they was excited to have an encounter.
Okay, no, I seen it. So I'm good with that.
Like right now, bro, like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about no aliens right now, man.
You said right now? I'm just trying to get back to work.
I'm just trying to get some money going. Worry about motherfucking rent. Rent scared me more than a motherfucking alien.
Tell them again.
Mortgage scared me more than a motherfucking alien right now, my nigga.
I mean, if alien take you, you ain't got to worry about none of that shit.
Yeah, you're right. So come get me. So that'd be a blessing. Come get me.
Shit, because if you get away, that shit's still in your name.
Hey, so the views of Mook Money are not necessarily the views
come
of Key
Lewis. Come get me.
Don't come get me.
Take me away.
I'm scraped. I don't want to go.
I just want to live good.
I watched the documentary and the movie all day. I don't want to experience this shit in real life. Man. Like I'm cool.
No, Monk.
Aliens probably too. Cool as fuck. You don't know.
And
that
I won't know.
That shit still gonna be in your name when they let you go.
Mm-hmm.
No, if they let you go.
No, yeah, I'm gonna be pronounced DOA.
Dead on
I'm gone.
This nigga weak as hell, dog.
Take me away from all the bills. Can my sons come with me, please?
Nah.
Stop by their house and go get them.
Dog, why this nigga say can my sons come? Go leave his wife.
No. All of them come with my family. She said my family. But can you take them with us, please?
Damn.
You're gonna get an alien.
Hey, so like real shit though. You would go?
Hell yeah.
Would you go?
I ain't going nowhere.
I would go and explore. I ain't gotta pay no bills.
How you know?
I could just explore.
You don't know how much it costs to be an alien.
Yeah, you don't know what you mean.
Takes how much it costs.
What you mean? Costs.
You don't know if they got bills or not.
Man, they probably that. You don't know what they got, though.
All them spaceships ain't cheap, nigga. I'm sure somebody got to pay for something.
You don't know what they got.
I don't think I would go. I wouldn't go.
How much gas it costs to come from space down here?
Yo, put me to work.
I'm fake curious,
I go to
nigga.
Work. I'm a chef on the motherfucking ship.
What do we
eat?
What they eat us?
What do aliens eat?
What if, I don't know. Whatever they eat, just show me how to do it and put it in writing that I can understand.
Man, no.
That's another thing, right? So, you know, obviously if it's an alien, you probably won't be able to communicate. So, dogs say that the way that the alien was communicating was basically transmitting pictures to his mind and shit. Because, like, you know, it can't speak the language and shit. So, like, he would see what they was thinking type shit.
I feel like if these motherfuckers was hover around this bitch enough, mm-hmm. or they land, they say they among us. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they know how to communicate at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Like that?
Like
I'm saying like that.
Yeah,
with pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, because basically that's how we did it. That's why you got hieroglyphs and fucking mm-hmm. cave paintings and shit. Because that's how niggas communicate with
you
pictures.
You can't say that because foreigners will be over here for years and still can't speak the language.
That sounded personal.
Yeah, it did.
You got some motherfuckers dealing on a daily basis that you experienced it with, huh? No comment.
30 years and still can't speak a stitch of English.
Yeah.
Shit, I ain't gonna talk shit though, cause I ain't gonna lie to you. English gotta be pretty difficult to learn though.
They say it's one of the hardest languages too, man.
It's gotta be, nigga. You got one word that means 50 different things.
It just reminds me of that dude on TikTok. I guess he's from England somewhere. He like, the English language is fucked up, man.
It is.
Laughing, dog.
It is. And then it's a million like, different dialects, nigga. Yeah. Like,
I think it's easier shit spelling what to it pronounce,
you know.
True.
I think
true.
It's easier to speak it than write it.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Anyway, dog, enough about that, dog. Let's get to Thanksgiving, man. I just want to know if y'all niggas want to go over the aliens or not. Uh-huh. Shout out to black people and UFOs.
Kill God, take me away.
I ain't getting on that shit. I ain't gonna hold you.
What you ask for.
Exactly. That's why I'm straight. I'm a curious motherfucker, but from afar.
Take my family with me, please.
All right, well, see if you can text while you're up there. Let me know what's going on. Definitely, send me a few pictures.
Definitely.
Speaking of which, dog, we forgot to... that's not a good segue, but tell everybody about the turkeys and shit that's being given away today, dog.
Yeah, right over there on, Grinnell and French Road, Troy's Tone is giving away free turkeys, man. I mean, it's a good event going on over there. They got a lot of people out there. I'm pretty sure Q gonna post some pictures. I took some pictures.
Yep.
And, yeah, man, go support them. I mean, they almost gone.
Yeah, so if you need a turkey, man, shout out to... Troy from Troy's Towing.
Yeah.
On Grinnell and French Road. If you're on the east side, man, pull up and get your family a turkey,
hey,
though.
The thing is, if you don't need one, tell somebody that might need one.
Definitely.
They're sure. Giving them away for free.
Yeah, no doubt. So pull up on gang. Get you some turkeys, man. Get your Thanksgiving shit on. Speaking of turkeys, though, this is a good segue. Top three motherfucking Thanksgiving foods, though. That's what we're talking about today. Okay. We're keeping it light, man. It's a holiday week.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
you didn't start off like with that dumbass shit you were talking about.
Well, this nigga driving through the cemetery in a dream, nigga. That's how it started.
Okay.
So we just got the anyway, fucking dimensional bizarro monk and shit.
Yes. That is I.
Top three, dog. Fuck, we'll start with you. You the chef.
Yeah.
Top three motherfucking Thanksgiving.
Okay, so one time like I deep fried like a prime rib.
You deep fried that bitch?
I deep fried that bitch. I put that bitch in a motherfucking big ass thing of peanut oil, bro.
And that shit came out good?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was like I brined it and I seasoned it. And dog, when I tell you that bitch hit that fucking grease, scared the fuck out of me at first because this motherfucker, you know, some fat on that bitch. So that bitch was bubbling.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the fuck out the way, let it sit for a minute. When I tell you, bro.
Yeah.
When I tell you. That shit was the best shit smoking.
What you do with that shit, though? Like, you can't put sauce or nothing on that motherfucker now, huh?
You can put whatever you want on that hoe. What you talking about?
Because it's fried. It seems like, well, that shit.
No.
Did you put sauce on yours?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I ate mine with A1 sauce.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Definitely delicious. It's
damn, I ain't hip to that shit, dog. You got to put me on next time you have some.
Delicious. And, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Like, all my shit, like, definitely fried turkey.
Yeah.
Smoked turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Best turkey I ever had. I want turkey in the oven no more.
I know, right? I feel like that should be dry now.
Yeah,
after having fried turkey.
I don't want no fucking more. No.
Yeah.
I want it that way.
So fried motherfucking short ribs.
Short ribs.
I mean, if I said short ribs. I was thinking about some ribs. My man.
Shit.
Yeah,
that's a short ribs.
I was thinking about short ribs, though. Cause that might be one of my. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What's your three thing?
So it's like what I say: prime rib, turkey,
all fried.
Yeah, all fried. I like. You know what, man? I don't like. I'll eat it, but I don't like the baked cheesecakes.
Mm-hmm.
I like the one that's just refrigerated. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I like that motherfucker with a bunch of motherfucking strawberries on top of that hoe. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of my, you know, things I have to have for Thanksgiving. I have to have that motherfucking cheesecake, bro.
Shout out to Liberty Twitcher checking in from Twitch.
What up,
says bro? The problem is experts advise against using peanut and seed oils anymore. That true?
Mm-hmm.
What? Wow, what's wrong with that shit? Give us cancer or something?
I don't know, but it was a long time ago when I had that bitch, and I ain't used peanut oil since the little
kid. Damn, straight up? Mm-hmm. Damn, this is good information. No, I didn't know. We got to stop using that shit. Mm-hmm. Did you know that, Eggman?
I didn't use peanut oil to begin with.
Nah, yeah, because that's how we always fried our turkeys in peanut oil. I thought that was like the thing to do.
When I deep fried mine, I didn't use peanut oil.
Word, okay.
Only because I ain't saying I didn't make an attempt to. Shit, they ain't high no more.
They can say he wasn't doing it for health reasons. Right. Like, just, they had him on that shit.
So I had to get what I had to get.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Right.
So that's your...
Yeah, I gotta have that cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
And the fidget there with the strawberries on that hoe. Or cherries. Cherries are due too.
The baked one, it is a little bit of difference.
It's a little
the
bit baked different.
It's a little bit of difference. Yeah.
That shit is terrible.
The baked one?
Yeah.
I mean, I eat it. I ain't saying it's totally terrible, bro, but I eat it, but I'd rather have that motherfucker. I come out the fridge there.
What kind you make, Angry Man? I know you used to be the cheesecake championship.
I still am.
I don't know. That was questionable.
Anybody fucking with that?
Okay. D-Wheel shit is tough, nigga.
Yeah, I keep hearing that.
D-Wheel shit is tough.
No, I like to make
D-Wheel.
I like to make the sweet potato pie cheesecake. Yeah. And I like to make the Oreo and strawberry cheesecake.
Oreo and strawberry.
Yeah. You get the Oreo base crust.
Mm-hmm.
You make the cheesecake. Then you put some more Oreo crumbs in it. Then you top it off with strawberries.
Damn, I think I'm alright without the strawberries though.
Then the sweet.
I think everything else was good. I don't think I need the strawberries.
The sweet potato pie cheesecake is off. That's the only way I eat sweet potato pie now. And everybody know the stories of why I don't eat sweet potato pie no more.
Cause your old man used to make 90 of them bitches.
No,
at
literally
the time.
90 of them.
Seriously. Yeah, for sure.
So you put the sweet potato shit at the bottom, then you put the cheesecake shit on top, and put the crumbs on top of it.
Yeah.
Sweet potato pie cheesecake, boy.
Oh, refrigerated.
Yep.
That I might do it then. Mm-hmm. I don't really like sweet potato pie like that though. Just never have.
Shit.
I mean, I barely eat yams.
Shit, you better eat who?
Yams.
Oh, I thought you said hams. Like, you a damn lie. You look like a ham.
I don't eat ham for real.
No?
No, not really.
No, I don't eat ham either.
Yeah, I mean, I eat it, but like, it's not my, it ain't my thing. Like,
nah, get me a piece of honey baked ham.
That shit's so, bro, first of all, that shit is so overrated, nigga.
Right.
Honey baked ham is so overrated. Right. Ham is overrated.
Okay, if you say so, man. You know, some people don't have a palate for everything. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
So you know, it might be horrible to you.
Yeah.
But it's joyous to people that fucking stand in the line on fucking honey baked ham day for fucking from now to Thanksgiving.
And they crazy as hell.
I'm sorry to say it. I don't eat ham, but I think ham is probably the number one sandwich, homemade sandwich.
Ham sandwich, ham and cheese, crazy.
I guess.
Grilled
it's
ham
turkey.
And cheese.
It's turkey and cheese. Really,
yeah, you eat turkey. You don't have a palate for ham, so you can't say really what. You know what I mean? Like, what the
I
fuck?
Guess.
That's probably,
it's not good to you, cuz.
Yeah.
It's good to millions and millions and millions and millions.
That's probably the number one homemade sandwich.
Ham sandwich.
Ham and cheese.
What's your top three then?
I'm gonna go with fried turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta have a gangsta ass macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
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 Got to have.
And this probably is a surpriser. What you call that shit? Damn, I'm seeing it right
dressing?
Now. Dressing? Yeah.
Oh. Word. Why you saying it's surprising?
I don't know, because a lot of people be like, damn, you want some dressing? Man, I love that shit. If it's cooked right.
Yeah. Definitely if it's cooked right. Though.
That shit is cooked right.
You need a slice of that cranberry sauce over there too.
No. Don't even bring cranberry sauce in the house.
So that's tripping. So that's the question that Shy always
like,
asks.
Yeah, you like gravy?
Gravy.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell no.
So that's Shy question. Is it cranberry sauce or gravy and shit?
Cranberry for me.
Yeah. That's cranberry sauce is fucking disgusting, man.
It kind of is.
That shit
it's
is kind of
nasty.
Not on dressing.
That shit is terrible.
But
I don't eat it nothing but nowhere on dressing.
So first of all, I guess I gotta.
And the turkey all together with the turkey, the dressing, and the motherfucker. Oh, Lord. Oh.
I know everybody's mama probably make the best dressing and shit, right? I'm sure everybody think they mama do.
No, my mama don't make the best dressing.
She don't? Okay.
Never did, kid. But
my mama, though.
My auntie, though.
Definitely made the best dress. To me.
For sure.
And I can't put shit on it.
No.
So because of that, I never got hip to putting cranberry sauce on shit. Cause like the shit was already it was good.
Yeah.
I didn't have to put nothing on it.
Bro,
I feel like if you gotta put cranberry sauce on it, it might not be good.
Bro, you look like
just like steak sauce.
You look like your mama was the best chef in the world.
Niggas can't wait, huh? Niggas just can't wait.
See, yeah, everything is mama.
Everything.
Bitch,
I didn't really though.
I don't want don't what?
I didn't really.
What you didn't eat? She didn't cook. She cooked.
Pork chops, pork steak, pepper steak.
You don't like pork.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
You don't like pepper steak?
No. Like when the last time y'all niggas? Well, y'all ass probably had one yesterday. What? Like when the last time y'all niggas had a pork chop though?
I just don't
eat them bitches.
I grilled one.
Yeah, I just can't fuck with pork chops.
Anyway, it was so good.
Yeah,
I fuck one fried too, nigga. Man, I'm eating some pork chops, bro.
So you said fried turkey. My bad, I cut you off, didn't I?
Fried turkey.
Macaroni, cheese, and dressing.
Okay, that was it. I got you. So I'm gonna tell y'all this, though. All right, fried turkey is definitely one. I like, and I don't even know, this is not really a holiday food, though. But my cousin make this good-ass lasagna with pepperoni in it. It ain't holiday food, but we be having it at holidays. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna count that
one. What is holiday food?
Like shit that niggas traditional Thanksgiving Day shit. Like the shit that y'all mentioned. The exact shit that you just said is traditional Thanksgiving Day food.
Nah, shit, I eat that shit any time of the year if I could.
If I been to.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah, I was fried turkey and dressing should just sound dressing, like man. Yeah, it should just sound like Thanksgiving.
I remember one time we had a fish fry.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving.
Oh, that should be dope too though. Yeah, that's lit.
We had a fish fry.
Fuck, I'm having tacos this year.
My son wants crab legs.
Crab legs.
He said he wants some fat ass crab legs and a dog. I can't get into that shit. And I'm, I think I'm gonna do it.
You gonna do it?
I think I'm gonna do it.
My thing is, this shouldn't, you know, I think it's getting away from what the menu is, and it's going back to, you know, just the family being around each other.
That's all. So whatever the food is, it's
it don't matter to me.
Niggas hanging out together.
No, it do matter to me. It do matter to me.
I'm not going to be upset.
It do matter to me.
Because you a food nigga.
As long as you got something to eat.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit what it is.
Right, I eat pizza on Thanksgiving.
I shouldn't. I did that.
Yeah.
No, that's real spit. I did that.
But you made that bitch at the crib? Nah. Pizza places open on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, this was back when I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
Old man felt bad because he had to go to work and I was there by myself.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, damn, I had to work a double last night. I got to work a double today. I ain't got time to cook. And, you know, me and my mom, RIP, we at the time, we really wasn't vibing, so I wasn't going over there.
Yeah.
That motherfucker gave me like, what, $75, nigga. Mm-hmm. So I went to, I drove all the way up there and got a small motherfucking Pizza Hut. Then I went to Little Caesars and got a small. Then I went to Domino's and got a small. Supreme.
First of all, shout out to them niggas who had to work at the pizza place on Thanksgiving. Y'all, I know y'all like, fuck my life.
No, they were open.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, shout out to them niggas.
They weren't open all day, but they were open.
Yeah, trust that's crazy.
Me, I went and got a small Supreme from all three of them.
I remember Pizza Hut used to have some good pizza.
Man, that was years ago. The best one.
Hell yeah. Dog, the one on 8. All right, never mind. Just one on 8 Mile and Grass. That bitch was fire.
Man.
Sit down and that bitch and shit. Shout out to.
Video games and that month.
Shout out to D Will's sister who used to work there and shit. We may or may not have taken advantage of several discounts. Right. Shout out to Jerry.
And they said, what about Snoop? Quit smoking.
I did see that. You think that shit true?
This is what, third time?
Is it?
The second time I know. You supposedly had quit once before.
Yeah. I wonder why.
I don't know. You smoke a lot though.
What about all the weed endorsements he got though? Like they gonna fall off now or?
No, he just ain't gonna be smoking all this shit.
Shit, I don't want the nigga to endorse. He ain't gonna be partaking.
He know what it tastes like. Trust me, he still know what good weed look like and smell like.
I guess so. All right, so my top three real quick, dog. I'm going to go with the fried turkey and shit for real. The lasagna and shit that my cousin be making. Then my third one's going to be that dressing and shit. Like, but I wish I could still have my mama's dressing. But, I try to make amends with other people's dressing. I know I say this shit every year, dog. But again, rest in peace to my grandma. My grandma dressing was trash, bro. I love you, baby. Yeah, it just wasn't doing it. But anyway, so then my three. Surprisingly though, right? Because I eat a whole lot of cheese, nigga. Like, I eat cheese on everything. Mm-hmm. I think I'm at that point, bro.
What?
I'm over macaroni and cheese, bro. What? I'm over that shit. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I'm over that shit, dog. Mm-hmm. It's such a big deal out of macaroni and cheese, dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm over that shit. Mm-hmm. I can live through Thanksgiving this year without macaroni and cheese, though. It's really not that serious, bro.
I can live Thanksgiving without anything, like I said, long as there's food there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't one of them motherfuckers. And there's people out there that's like that. I ain't going to knock you because you know your tradition is your tradition.
Yeah.
I ain't one of them people saying, I got to have this on Thanksgiving or you come to the venue. Where this at? Where that's at? Let me fix a plate out this month.
Right. No, for sure.
Because, you know, you're supposed to be, it's called Thanksgiving, not coming in and ask where certain meals are at. Right. Just be thankful whatever the fuck is there.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
Yeah, you do. But y'all ever fuck with a chick that you went over their house for Thanksgiving once, then you don't want to go back over that motherfucker? Like, no, I'm just gonna go to my mama's house. You gonna be over?
Sound like you experienced that before.
Hell yeah, you go to your mama's house, I'm going to my mama's house. Yeah. Or we gotta go to my mama's house, or we can just visit your mama's house for a minute. Mm-hmm. I can eat, you know, little things that I know that tastes good. And then we go.
I ain't never experienced that shit for real. I think most of the places I've been, food be decent. Like, I ain't never had a spot where I went for Thanksgiving or, you know, any other holiday and the shit was just trash. Like, I ain't never experienced that though.
You ever had green bean casserole?
I haven't. I mean, I also don't have no white people house I be going over. Like, yeah. Did you get, because you didn't get that from no black people house.
No.
Right. No. So, yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
No white chick.
It sounds good.
I ain't going over there, though.
They cook it right.
What's in the string, man?
And I don't want like, mashed potatoes. I don't want mashed potatoes for, it ain't nothing but fucking green beans and motherfucking canned green beans and motherfucking cream of mushroom.
Okay, yeah. I can do something
and
with
fried
that.
Fried onions on top of that bitch.
It don't sound bad.
It ain't.
I just ain't never really seen that shit. Cause
it ain't. I mean, it could be really good with some seasoning in it.
they want season that shit?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, shout out to the mayonnaise people.
Salt and pepper ain't just seasoned, bitch.
You stupid as hell, dude.
You say put some garlic powder in your shit or something.
Yeah. But yeah, am I tripping though? Like, I'm just, I'm kind of over the macaroni and cheese, though, bro.
Yeah, you're tripping.
Like, at the end of the day, though, in real life, dog, it's cheese and noodles, nigga. Like, I do want to try that shit I've been seeing, like, some, I think it's seafood macaroni and cheese or some
lobster,
shit.
Man, yeah.
Lobster, man. I'll try that. Because at the end of the day, nigga, I'm over macaroni and cheese, dog. And anybody who know me know I fuck with cheese. It's starting to be too much, nigga. Like, it's nothing exciting about cheese and noodles, nigga. Like, it's literally all it is, dog.
I love noodles in every
form. It's literally all it is. Just some cheese and noodles, nigga. It ain't nothing to break the bank over. It ain't nothing to be throwing niggas out the crib
about
for.
Egg and cheese. That's all that is.
About who?
Eggs and cheese.
What you mean?
It don't get no simpler than that. So, I mean, what you mean?
What you mean I get excited about? What you mean?
Because you would not eat an egg without cheese on it.
That's not true. I'm just saying. So again, I said that.
When have you?
So again, I said that I love cheese. I just think that macaroni and cheese is just like, niggas is making too much out of that shit. Nigga, it ain't shit.
It's good.
It's good. Especially if you
there's
do
a lot
it
of shit that's good, but like,
niggas, if you do it right.
I don't know. Niggas make like such a big deal out of it. They're like, oh shit, I don't want them making that shit. Look at how this macaroni and cheese look. All the macaroni and cheese wasn't there. Like, nigga, it's not that serious.
To some people, it is. Yeah.
Right, and I'm just trying to figure out why.
We can't have Thanksgiving without macaroni cheese, cuz.
Shit, you can.
I know you ain't complaining about somebody ain't
nobody,
having a dish, right?
Nobody's complaining.
I know you ain't complaining.
Nobody's complaining. I'm just saying, I've come to a realization as a cheese lover that macaroni and cheese ain't that serious.
So, what dish are you cooking for Thanksgiving? Any of y'all guys cooking for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm cooking.
What you making?
Bourbon and. I'm fucking cooking. No, nigga.
No.
Nah.
PU?
I'm not sure yet. Yeah. I'm not sure yet. I might get on the grill.
Yeah.
I'm gonna smoke me a turkey.
Yeah.
And a brisket.
And a brisket?
Mm-hmm.
What time does it start, nigga?
Huh?
Huh, motherfucker? You heard me, nigga? Talking about who?
Who?
Right. Man, I don't know. Anyway, real quick, dog, because it's after 11 and shit, dog. Niggas got work to do for real and shit.
Work to do.
We gonna go around the block one last time, dog. I want everybody to, you know, it's Thanksgiving. So give one thing that you are thankful for this Thanksgiving season. And then we gonna get up out of here, dog. Let's do that shit like an old school Hallmark movie and shit, dog. Mm-hmm. Angry Man, we gonna start with you, dog. One thing that you're thankful for this holiday season, dog.
I don't know.
Damn.
Nah. I'm honestly thankful to have one more Thanksgiving, you know, with the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's real out here, bro.
It is.
It's real out here. Just the little things, just the, you know, because somebody somewhere at Thanksgiving ain't going to be right because somebody ain't going to be there that's supposed to be there.
Facts.
Yeah, you know I mean, and I'm gonna knock on wood because we still got a couple more days to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just to be, you know, just around them one more time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's weird to some people, but I'm gonna say it. You know, I never understood what, you know, what my, you know, old man and my mama was doing around Thanksgiving, but now I do. When they just sit back and walk off and just be staring at us and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, you know, look at these motherfuckers, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just to sit down and, you know, kick it with them and have fun and eat, talk some shit. You know, that's the one time that I can honestly say that's, for most families, let me say it that way, that you had less arguments.
Well, depending.
That's why I say for yeah. most families.
Right.
And, you know, because one argument will come when somebody bring that bowl-ass potato salad. Look, if you can't cook the shit, let it go.
Yeah.
Run to Myers before you come to the venue and pick you up a side of, you know, potato salad. Fuck it, bring that. Because I like potato salad, but I can't stand when somebody fuck it up, man.
Yeah, everybody can't do that shit.
Yeah, I don't even eat that shit no more because people fuck it up. Like
right.
You fuck up nobody, potato salad.
I don't want
man.
No potato salad.
You know, but that's about it. You yeah. know, just to be around family and friends, man. You know, just to be able to call people and say Happy Thanksgiving. You know, fuck with the kids. Try to get them to learn how to barbecue. You know, shit like that.
I feel you. More money, dog. What you say, dog? Sure.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to piggyback off what Dog says. You know what I'm saying? Just the family. You know what I'm saying? Being around them and shit. You know what I'm saying? Kicking back and like, damn, I'm a part of this. You know what I'm saying? And feeling a part, you know what I'm saying? Feeling a part of a family, you know what I'm saying? You feel unity on that day. If on no other day you don't feel unity, you feel it on that goddamn day. Well, you should. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, shit, just, you know, people you ain't seen in a while, man. Grateful to see them, too, man.
Yeah.
You know, we can't do, you know, I know we miss the people that's gone, but we got to fucking enjoy the people that we got here right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean?
Facts.
I just try to enjoy the motherfuckers around me, man. You know what I mean? And have some fun, laugh. I'm going to take 2 naps for sure. Cause every time I eat, I'm going to go to sleep. So I'm going to eat at least twice. So I look forward to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? I mean, I eat, sure. sleep. You know what I'm saying? And wake up, shit, watch some TV for the rest of the night.
Hell nah.
Shit,
I'll be trying to be done before that damn game come on.
Yeah, for sure.
Shit, which one?
The one.
Damn, nigga, it's early. I'm come on at 12, nigga. What time you cooking?
Right, I said I try.
Wednesday morning.
Yeah, right. You try to be
you
done.
Try.
Yeah. Shout out to the niggas who started prepping already. Food gonna be old as hell on Thursday.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all goofy ass.
Yeah, shout out to
old ass Grease.
Right, what's today?
Monday, nigga, it's too soon, bro.
Yeah.
It's too soon.
Well, no, I can start brining. I'm going to start brining my meat too.
You start brining shit, yeah, but yeah, if you preparing shit at this point, yeah that shit going to be old
next
by Thursday.
Peppers and shit for the dressing and shit.
Yeah. All the cheese for their weak ass macaroni and cheese.
You ain't had the right one.
I'm going to get the cheese today, though.
Dog. I've had all the right ones, nigga. I'm just over that shit, nigga.
Whatever.
Macaroni and cheese be good as fuck, nigga, but like it's not that serious. That's all I'm saying. Not no more.
To you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, nigga.
Shout out to Baby Angry. She got a birthday coming up.
Happy birthday. That's what's up. Happy birthday and shit. For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so on that note, dog, what I'm thankful for, of course, thankful for family that's blood and those that aren't blood and shit. Y'all know who y'all are. The whole gang and shit, man. Thankful for y'all. Thankful for, corporate America and shit. Put a couple of dollars in my pocket this year, so thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Thankful for all that shit, family, and, you know, some newfound income. So always thankful for that shit, dog.
For sure.
Thankful for the love and support shit. Thank you for the hating ass niggas. Thankful for all that shit, dog.
All that shit.
Real quick, too, dog. Didn't want to end this on a somber note, but I figure I got to mention this shit, dog. Shout out to my man Sam and shit from the block. Just recently heard he passed away in a car accident.
Who?
Sam. Yeah. Down on the corner. So, yeah, just heard that a couple days ago and shit. He passed away in a car accident. So shout out to the whole Rogers family down there. Yeah, condolences to the fam and everything. Didn't want to end like that, but I forgot that we got to mention it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my man Sam. Man. That's it. Damn. I'm thankful again, though. Like you said, start celebrating the people. Like, of course, you miss the ones who not here, but start celebrating the people that's here, because you know that shit can be over quickly. Yeah, back to the holiday cheer. Damn. Sorry, guys. Yeah, so we out here, dog. It's a holiday season, man. I know Wednesday is one of the biggest bar nights ever on earth, dog. So, you know what I gotta say, dog. Whatever you do, dog, at least try to arrive alive, dog. We up out here, dog. To the next time, man. Enjoy the whole holiday week, dog. We will see y'all next week. Check out all the replays at eblockradio.com. That's it. We up out here, dog. To the next time. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Two things. Go up there and get y'all a turkey while they still got some.
For sure.
Second, quit fucking arguing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Dumb ass shit.
Right. I'm going to get my money holding it down.
Man, you already know.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
Peace out, y'all.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.